The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Somi Igbirner. Brain volume, NFL level changes, may predict disability in relapsing MS. A model that considers changes in brain volume and serum neurofilament, or SNFL levels, during the early stages of multiple sclerosis may help clinicians to determine an individual's likely progression with relapsing forms of MS, a study suggests. We were able to build reliable, robust models capable of accurate predictions of future clinical worsening over time in individual patients, while taking respective baseline values into account for each subject, the researchers wrote, stressing that their work also showed no single biomarker that could predict a range of future outcomes. The study, CNS Atrophy Predicts Future Dynamics of Disability Progression in a Real-World Multiple Sclerosis Cohort, was published in the European Journal of Neurology. Clinicians currently base MS treatment plans on brain MRI scans that assess specific areas of inflammation within the brain. However, frequent MRI scans of broader brain regions in conjunction with monitoring alterations in brain volume have been shown to provide a clearer picture of disease severity and optimized treatment strategies. Besides MRI scans, assessing blood levels of SNFL, proteins that maintain the structural integrity of nerve cells, may also help clinicians develop appropriate treatment plans, since past studies linked high blood SNFL levels with greater MS severity. More individualized treatment is a key goal of MS management, but to effectively develop such treatment plans, clinicians must have a sense of how a patient's disease will progress over time, and there are currently no models to reliably predict MS disability progression. A team of researchers in Switzerland sought to determine whether a model that considered the extent of brain volume loss or atrophy via regular MRI exams and measures of SNFL levels over initial visits could predict disease progression and severity over time in people with relapsing MS. Data from a large group of people with relapsing remitting MS, or RRMS, 140 patients, and secondary progressive MS, or SPMS, 43 patients, being followed at the University Hospital in Basel, were collected. Study participants' mean age was 46.4. Their disease duration was 15.7 years on average, and most, 67.2%, were females. All patients underwent annual functional tests, including the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, a measure of MS disability, the 9-hole peg test, checking hand and finger dexterity, and the timed 25-foot walk test, a measure of walking ability. Over a minimum of 2 years, mean 2.2 years, all underwent 3 MRI scans, and their SNFL levels were examined at the time of the third MRI. These MRIs gave an idea of brain volumes at the beginning of follow-up and of subsequent atrophy or shrinkage of different brain areas, including white matter, gray matter, the thalamus, pallidum, stratum, and cervical spinal cord. Gray matter contains the cell bodies of neurons or nerve cells, whereas white matter houses myelinated axons, the projections neurons use to connect to each other. The thalamus is a region of the brain that controls sensation, while the pallidium regulates voluntary movements. After the 3 MRI exams, patients were followed for up to 11 years, during which they had a mean of 6 visits. After reviewing the data and developing various models, the researchers found that brain atrophy assessments could predict disease worsening over time. Among patients with SPMS, faster decreases in cervical spine cord volume and increases in lesion load were significantly associated with greater disability over time, defined as worsening EDSS scores. No association between brain atrophy and EDSS changes over time was seen in people with RRMS, but lower thalamus volumes on the first MRI scan, the baseline measure, significantly associated with poorer walking ability in this group. Among the SPMS patients, higher lesion volume and lower pallidium volume at baseline, as well as faster progression of atrophy in gray matter, white matter, and the cervical spinal cord were all significantly associated with slower-timed 25-foot walking test scores. In terms of hand and finger dexterity, lower gray matter volume at baseline significantly associated with worsening dexterity in the dominant hand. In terms of hand and finger dexterity, lower gray matter volume at baseline significantly associated with worse dexterity in the dominant hand in subsequent years for RRMS patients, while faster increases in lesion load were significantly associated with poorer dexterity in the non-dominant hand. No such associations were found in people with SPMS for the dominant hand. For the non-dominant hand, higher striatum volumes and SNFL levels at baseline, faster atrophy progression in white matter and the spinal cord, and faster increases in lesion load were significantly associated with poorer future dexterity. An important conclusion drawn from our predictive models is that there is no single one-fits-all biomarker that predicts every future outcome. Depending on the clinical outcome of interest, different variables seem to be crucial predictive factors, the researchers wrote. Future research in MS patients should rather focus on global assessments of the CNS, or central nervous system, implementing as many regions of interest rather than isolated atrophy metrics, in order to increase clinical relevance of the findings, they added. A study limitation was the use of retrospective data. Some patients were also lost to the study during follow-up, which could have led to incomplete datasets and possible bias. This study demonstrates the capability of short-term MRI metrics to accurately predict future dynamics of neurologic disability progression in a large real-world relapse-onset MS cohort, the researchers concluded. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. More answers about COVID-19 vaccines and MS. A little over a year ago, I wrote about whether people with multiple sclerosis should get a COVID-19 vaccine. I was anxious to get vaccinated as soon as I could, but I was also concerned about how the vaccines would affect someone with MS. Would the side effects be worse for MS patients than for healthy people? Would the disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, used to treat MS affect the ability of the COVID-19 vaccines to do their job, or might the vaccines actually exacerbate our illness? Fast forward to today, and it looks like we have the answers to these questions. My first question was answered by a survey of 719 vaccinated people with MS, conducted by iConquer MS, a people-powered research organization that was published in the journal Neurology. The survey reported that there's not much difference between the side effects that people with MS experienced and those reported by healthy people. A reaction after the first shot was reported by 64% of people with MS. The most common reactions were injection site pain, 54%, fatigue, 34%, headache, 28%, and malaise, 21%. In a smaller group of people with MS who received the second shot, 74% reported similar side effects. Interestingly, looking at a chart of data, the percentage of MS patients reporting a reaction was somewhat lower than the percentage reported by healthy people during clinical trials. This was particularly true regarding injection pain. Maybe MS patients are just more used to getting stuck with needles. Efficacy depends on the DMT. The type of DMT an MS patient has been treated with can affect the ability of vaccines to protect against COVID-19. Most DMTs work by reducing the activity of the immune system, lessening the inflammation that drives MS. But doing this could also dampen the ability of the immune system to fight the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. The concern is primarily with anti-CD20 therapies, ofatumumab, ocrelizumab, rituximab, and fingolimod. A study published in the Annals of Neurology reports that after being vaccinated, patients treated with these DMTs are about 96% less likely to show an immune response to the virus than people not using an anti-CD20 DMT. But no significant effect on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy was detected in people treated with 8 other DMTs, treatments that didn't attack CD20 B cells. No evidence COVID-19 vaccines exacerbate MS. I've read anecdotal reports of people who have experienced MS flares after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, but these seem to be pseudo-flares, related to the fever these shots may cause for a day or two. The vaccines are not likely to trigger an MS relapse or have any impact on long-term disease progression, according to experts with the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Should you get vaccinated? I hope there's no one still on the fence about whether to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The timing of it may require a discussion with a neurologist, especially for patients being treated with an anti-CD20 therapy. The National MS Society has an excellent list of timing considerations on its website. But bottom line, the Society believes the risks of contracting COVID-19 outweigh any potential risks from the COVID-19 vaccines, and that people with MS should be vaccinated. I've had my two Moderna shots, plus the booster, and the vaccine didn't impact my MS at all. And when someone we'd been in close contact with recently became ill with COVID-19, I was very glad to have the jabs.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.